This is GoldenGems.net with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. Welcome to another episode of Unforgettable Music of one of the great artists of the golden days of radio. For those of you who may be new to us, we feature a different artist and their most unforgettable hits on each episode. So thanks for joining us today. Sit back, relax, and let your mind fill with unforgettable memories of days gone by with this week's episode of Unforgettable Golden Gems from the Golden Days of Radio.
Welcome back today to our Golden Gems podcast. Dave and Bill here. We're glad to have you with us. Today we're taking a look at Ed Ames, a little bit more about his career and his remarkable life. Edmund Dantes Urich, born on July 9, 1927, is known professionally as Ed Ames or Eddie Ames. He was an American pop singer and actor. He was known for his playing Mingo in the television series Daniel Boone and for his easy listening number one hits of the mid to late 1960s, including My Cup Runneth Over, Time, Time, and When the Snow is on the Roses. He was also part of the popular 1950s singing group with his siblings, the Ames Brothers. Ames was born in Malden, Massachusetts, to Jewish parents Sarah and David Urich, also known as Urich, who had immigrated from the Ukraine. He was the youngest of nine children, five boys and four girls. Ames grew up in a poor household. He attended the Boston Latin School and was educated in classical and opera music, as well as literature. While still in high school, the brothers formed a quartet and often won competitions around the Boston area. Three of the brothers later formed the Armory Brothers Quartet and went on to New York City, where they were hired by bandleader Art Mooney. Playwright Abe Burrows helped the brothers along the way, suggesting the siblings change their group's name to the Ames Brothers. They made their professional debut at the Fox and Hounds, a posh Boston nightclub. They went on to play at the Chez Paris in Chicago and Ciro's in Hollywood. The Riviera, just across New York City, west of the George Washington Bridge, was another nightclub where they appeared regularly.
The Ames Brothers were first signed on with Decca Records in 1947, but because of the Musician Union's ban in 1948, a holdover from the 1942 through 1944 musician strike, Decca released only three singles by the brothers and one backing Russ Morgan. As the ban was ending, they signed with Coral Records, a subsidiary of Decca. They had their first major hit in the 1950s with a double-sided Ragmop and Sentimental Me. The brothers later joined RCA Victor Records and continued to have success throughout the 1950s, with many hits like It Only Hurts for a Little While, You, 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 and The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane. The brothers made regular appearances on network television variety programs, and in 1955, briefly had a 15-minute show of their own. In the early 1960s, the Ames Brothers disbanded, and Ed Ames, pursuing a career in acting, studied at the Herbert Burgos School. His first starring role was in an off-Broadway production of Arthur Miller's The Crucible, going on to starring performances in The Fantastics off-Broadway and Carnival, which was on Broadway. Ames was in the national touring company of Carnival. His dark complexion and sharp facial features led to his being cast regularly as a Native American. He played Chief Bromden in the Broadway production of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest opposite Kirk Douglas. Talent scouts at 20th Century Fox saw Ames in the production and invited him to play the Cherokee tribesman Mingo on the NBC television series Daniel Boone with Fess Parker. His character's father was an English officer, the 4th Earl of Dunmore, played in the show by Walter Pidgeon. In that show, Mingo was the Earl's eldest son and thus entitled to claim the title as the 5th Earl, but decided to remain part of the Cherokee Nation.
In an episode of Season 1, Ames also portrayed Mingo's evil twin brother, Taramingo. Ames' main character was actually named Caramingo, but went by Mingo throughout the entire series. Ames played a wanted murderer holed up in a hotel during a smallpox quarantine on the 1962 The Rifleman episode Quiet Night, Deadly Night, and guest starred as Kennedy in the 1963 episode The Day of the Pawnee, Part 2, on ABC's The Travel of Jamie McFeeters, with Kurt Russell in the title role. He guest starred in 1963 on Richard Egan's NBC modern Western series, Redigo. While playing Mingo on television, Ames developed some skill in throwing a tomahawk. This led to one of the most memorable moments of his career, when he appeared on The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson on April 27, 1965. During the course of the show, Ames and Johnny Carson were discussing Ames' tomahawk throwing abilities. When Ames claimed that he could hit a target from across the room, Carson asked Ames if he could demonstrate his skill. Ames agreed, and a wood panel with a chalk outline of a cowboy was brought onto the stage. As the studio band played a bar from the theme music from Adventures of Powwow, Ames proceeded to throw the tomahawk, which hit the drawn cowboy squarely in the groin, with the handle pointing upward. This led to a very long burst of laughter from the audience.
After a moment, Ames proceeded to walk toward the target to retrieve the tomahawk, but Carson stopped him and allowed the situation to be appreciated for its humor. Ames then said to Carson, "Think I'm going into another business, John," to which Carson ad-libbed, "I didn't even know you were Jewish, and welcome to Frontier Bris." Ames then asked Carson if he would like to take a turn throwing, to which Carson replied, "I can't hurt him any more than you did." The clip became a favorite of Carson's own yearly highlight show and subsequent blooper television specials. Later in his career, Ames became a fixture on the Kenley Player circuit, headlining in Shenandoah, 1976, 1979, and 1986, Fiddler on the Roof, 1977, South Pacific, 1980, Camelot, 1981, and Man of La Mancha, 1984. Wow, he was in some great productions. Ames recorded under the names Eddie Ames while still with the Ames Brothers, releasing the single The Bean Song, Which Way to Boston, in January 1957. Ames returned to singing as a solo artist in 1965. Ames is known for his baritone voice. He released his first RCA Victor chart single, Try to Remember. The song did respectively number 73 on the pop charts, number 17 in the adult contemporary listing. A bigger success came in 1967 with My Cup Runneth Over. The song was both a number 8 pop hit and a number 1 adult contemporary radio hit. Thereafter, he had adult contemporary hits with Time, Time, When the Snow is on the Roses, and Timeless Love, the latter written by Buffy St. Marie. He did make the pop top 20 one last time in his singing career with Who Will Answer in 1968. Apologize reached number 47 in the Canadian RPM magazine Hot Singles chart.
Ames' distinctive baritone voice is a regular radio presence during the Christmas season as well, thanks to his version of Do You Hear What I Hear? The song received the best-selling treatment from Bing Crosby in 62, but Ames' version, recorded a few years later, is in the frequent holiday rotations. Ames also sang The Ballad of the War Wagon in the John Wayne Batchag production, The War Wagon, in 1967. Well, a bit about his personal life. Ed Ames married Sarah Cachero in 1947, and they had three children, Sonia, Ronald, and Linda, also known as Marcella, who died in 2007. The couple divorced on October 5, 1973, in Santa Monica, California. Ames married Jeannie Arnold Saviato in 1998. The marriage lasted until his death in 2023. While maintaining his career, he attended University of California, Los Angeles, receiving his degree in theater and cinema arts in 1975. At the age of 77, Ames said, "I am a secular Jew, but I feel strongly about Israel and the Jewish communities of Europe." He became president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Zionist Organization of America. While appearing in Daniel Boone, Ames maintained homes in Woodland Hills, Los Angeles, and Teaneck, New Jersey. From 1968 until 1987, he also owned a percentage of the Phoenix Suns. Ames died of Alzheimer's disease at his Beverly Hills, California home on May 21, 2023, at the age of 95. What a remarkable career in both film and in song from Ed Ames. We're glad to have presented this to you today and invite you to join with us on future podcasts and webcasts here on Golden Gems. Dave and Bill, thanking you for being with us today. Look forward to seeing you again. Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories of the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artists and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We'd love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill, heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.